please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick.
I came. I couldn't help it. I fucking came, and I came hard. And it felt like I was at high tide at the beaches of Napoli, and the biggest fucking tidal wave crashed on top of me. It crashed on top of me, and I came. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. Orgasming. Orgasming. I came. My panties were soaked. I came. My panties were soaked. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from the Ugly Department. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I thought I was calling Cheryl Murkowski.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
How the fuck did that happen? Jesus Christ, maybe it's... God damn it, I called the wrong Cheryl, and that was timed perfectly. Cheryl Cell, new phone. God damn it. Let's try this. Her Skype says, Jine is the new penis. Tamed fish.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. How are you in the middle of the kitchen at the work?
You shouldn't, darling. You shitting?
Yes, I was kissing at a loo rug.
Well, don't let me stop you.
Oh, no, it just came out, honey. No worry.
Did it come out the front butt or the back butt, Cheryl?
Oh, you know, it always come out the front one sometimes. Although okay. the back one has been closed off for years. Sometimes a little, you know, like the front or the back of the turd slips out that end.
Purse?
Not usually prepared.
The purse?
Excuse me?
Purse? Did you say come out the front of the purse?
My mama did.
Excuse me, my mama is dead.
So I heard that you're going to some services.
Yes, unfortunately, I'm going to a bloonerol.
What?
I have to go to a bloonerol late this afternoon.
A black funeral?
Yes, actually, that's what bloonerol stands for.
I didn't know that was different.
Well, it's only different in that they fall out a lot more in the bloonerols than in the wounerols.
They fall out. They don't pray it up.
You know what fallout means? I fell out. Yeah. You know, it's like...
Like when you throw that fall out.
Well, that's an interesting analogy, Cheryl. I'd have to think about that, but no, not really. Maybe you're a stupid bitch or something.
Sure. Speaking, that makes a load of sense.
Which is a clever segue... And you'll hear more about this bloonerol on Monday after I go, of course. Of course, I can do programs whenever I want. If it's that exciting, I could do a program about it right afterwards.
You could. Your life is so amazing. Do you hear that?
I heard a push.
Now, do you hear the sound right now?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, it sounded like a kazoo or a mongoose. I'm not sure which.
I'm shaving my pioneers.
Oh, great. Listen, Cheryl. Listen, my toilet broke while I was away, and it leaked so much that I had to turn the water off. And you know how I have to flush it, Cheryl?
And by duty.
Ha ha. No, I have to flush it I take a big bucket of water, I put it in the bathtub, and I got to fill up the bucket and then throw it in the back of the toilet and then flush.
Wait a minute.
Each time.
Over, But wait a minute. Your toilet overflowed while you were gone, okay?
No, it didn't overflow. It didn't overflow. Oh. What happens is it's running. The toilet is running, which means it just keeps going through the toilet and wasting waters.
Well, maybe you should ask the maintenance man to come and help you. He's got the big layups and whatnot.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, you know, because I know, but I haven't seen him here. I think he might have fallen out.
Why don't you buy a new toilet?
I don't think I need a new toilet. I think I just need to get it fixed by the plumber with layups. But the problem, Cheryl, is my house is too messy and I have to clean it before I invite the plumber over with layups. So meanwhile, I'm just going to flush with a bucket. I think that would be fine for the program as well.
You know, I'm going to have a very good program. Maybe I'll do that one this week.
Blah.
I called the people about the toilets.
The huge ones?
I asked them many questions that would probably assist you in buying a new toilet. So maybe I'll do that one next.
Anything would be fine. Listen, I wanted you to know that there's a real chimposter out there. I called her again. This is the second time.
Still Rilch? Spanish Rilch?
Not Sprilch, not La Pequeña Rilch, no.
No. When are you going to redo the video so that we can see the real...
Half-bleed? Or what?
No. Well, that number one half-bleed. What do you want me to do, honey?
There's a video
recently released on Insane Films that I believe was too sensitive and too nice, and it did not make the comparison between the woman shown and Florrie Fisher, the inspiration of Jerry Blank.
Listen, I will not make fun of my cousin twice removed. However, as you know, I've talked about on the show how I feel about copyright. Shut up, darling.
No. I need some B-roll.
You need
rubber roll.
What I'm telling you is, Cheryl, I have never stopped anyone from remixing or repurposing or revlogging my content. I will have nothing turd do with it.
Okay. Sure. That sounds good. That will be my next project, maybe. More.
I'll
be the famous one then. Good.
Now, Cheryl, I want to discuss this telephone call you made. I've got to find... I have to mark it. Now, I don't think you can hear what's
going on. Where she didn't understand what my name was.
Don't. I want to play it because it's the funniest thing. Yeah, I was on the way to the nude beach to get my layups.
What about the part when I talked about layups?
Well, hold on. That's funny,
and
too.
And the black woman understood that.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hello. Layups. Why you got to talk about layups so much? Layups.
Feels so nice when you tingle them.
Okay, you can hear the echo, but that's so you can hear yourself turd, okay? Let me find it, okay? The squirting and echo is great. I think it was like 6 minutes. Here, where is she?
Would you mind holding for
No, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it, Real?
Hello?
Why I always had a stump thing with questions like the purple.
Where is it? I think it was at 6 minutes.
Okay. You know?
Well, Friday I won't be.
Thank you for calling Casual Mail. Polita speaking. How may I help you?
Polita.
Can I please speak with Julie?
I may ask who's calling.
Yep, Cheryl Murkowski returning her call again.
Okay, I'm sorry, your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl. Like Cher the singer, but real Cheryl.
Oh, hold on. Now I have to get it so I can look. Okay. It. Hang on, I was bad there.
Cheryl?
This is going to be the best.
Cheryl? Yeah, Toledo speaking.
Cheryl?
Hold on.
Can I please speak with Julie?
I may ask who's calling.
Yep, Cheryl Murkowski returning her call again.
Okay, I'm sorry, your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl. Like Cher the singer, but real. Cheryl.
Okay.
I'm finna fall out.
Hold on one moment, okay?
Thank you.
See, that's falling out, what I just did.
Wait. Now you gotta give the next call I did.
Hold on.
I mean, when I call back to talk to Julie again.
Yeah, hold on.
That happened again, I think. With the woman, she's actually black, but she's
no kidding. She's black, no way. Couldn't tell. Listen, I got to set up the loop for the Cheryl.
Speak with Julie?
I mean, she's calling.
Yep, you can hear Cullian.
I don't think you can hear this, can you?
Okay, I'm sorry. Your name again?
Cheryl.
Gerald?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl. Like Cher the singer plus real Cheryl.
Could you hear that now, right?
I mean, she's calling. Gerald?
Cheryl.
I mean, she's calling.
Yep, Cheryl Murkowski returning here cool again.
Okay, I'm sorry, your name again?
Cheryl.
Gerald?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Gerald.
I mean, she's calling.
Did you hear that or no? Do you hear that?
Nope.
I'm glad I have my real setup back now that I still can't do anything right. What was the other thing you wanted me, turd play?
When I talk about my medical condition and the fact.
Oh, all right. Where is that?
That the female urine bag probably worked better.
Do you remember where that was, Gerald?
Gerald.
Barrel?
Cheryl, like Cher, the singer, plus Brill.
No, you know what? I think the funny thing is I think she's been listening to whoerhole.org because she knew about Beryl. She knew about Sterile, too, your middle name. All right, so where do you have any idea where it is? I'm at 6.5. That's where we had the black. Was she the same with the urine bag?
Oh, it was.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to let you find it because I'm getting confused. I'll play some music in the meanwhile. How do you like that?
Do you like when I asked her if I can return the urine bag if I just wash it out and then put it back in the wrapper?
Yeah.
She got angry.
But you said you were just kidding.
I know, she didn't get in, if you like.
She liked you. You were
comfortable enough for urine, but it won't be comfortable enough for anything else.
Okay, where's the part where you talk about the layups?
Hold on one.
On the YB.
The
layups, Cheryl. Hold the on. Layups. Where do you talk about the layups?
Okay, it's 14 minutes and about 10 seconds.
14:10.
10 seconds.
Okay, quiet. Quiet on the sack. Oh, wait. Hold on. Stop sounding so gross. Hold on.
Well, not for anything else.
Okay. Well, do you know what a prolapse is, honey?
Pardon me?
Do you know what a prolapse is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's this medical condition where kind of my insides protrude out of the front. Blah, 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 long medical story later. Well, I basically have some issues where sometimes, number one and number two come out of the front and it's a big mess. So I'm thinking that this actually might work.
It might work, and if it does, if that's the case.
Because I could just put my lips around the lips of this thing and just, I think it's will be wonderful, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing is, yes, you can try it, but the only thing, it's not returnable. No, ma'am. Because it's a personal hygiene product, it's not returnable.
Even if I wash it down real good?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize, but
if it's still in the original wrapper?
If it's still in the original wrapper and everything, fine, but other than that, it cannot be used at all. It cannot
so you
be opened
like,
to anything.
It down and put it back in the wrapper.
No, you cannot. No,
okay. No, I'm just kidding.
No, ma'am, it can't be opened at all.
I know, honey, I'm just kidding. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. So, the other question. Oh, it's on sale even more now. That's wonderful. It's item number X1168.
Okay.
Take the down 10X annual.
Okay, I'm not going to play that. But Cheryl, you know, I was listening to that on my way to the nude beach, and I thought I was going to run myself off the road. That's whoerholds.org for those of you who don't listen.
Okay, that's kind of funny. Why would you not listen? Oh, because maybe you don't vote or something.
Or maybe you're the AVC.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't
like
you.
Or maybe you like taking pictures of yourself partially naked and ready to jerk off on your webcam.
Does AVC do that too?
No, she's too fat and blue.
Oh, you're talking about Wanda Wisdom and her new pics on Twitter. Cheryl, where can the audience go to see your new hot shirtless pics?
Well, either on Facebook, and it's linked to my Facebook on my website. You can search Cheryl Markowski. Otherwise, on Twitter, my name is Cheryl Perlip, and I'm a good. That's my user pic on there as well.
Cheryl. Thank you. Listen, excuse me.
Sure.
Listen, before we get to La Pequeña Patty Hearst, or no, La Pequeña Amy Winehouse, because I only like her voice because it's so funny. This is La Pequeña.
I like how she looks.
She do look good. Where's the... Okay, listen. Okay, I'm getting excited because of my vagina.
You know, I saw that, by the way, on Lady Bunny's below. Like, she was the one who must have shown me La Pequeña to begin with.
Which one, La Pequeña?
Warhol.
Lady Bunny has a great blog. I love her blog.
She's just a little bit coked up and crazy, but her blog is pretty good.
Yeah, what I love about Lady Bunny is she's totally coked up all the time, but she throws her nose out at her down at the crystal meth people like... Oh, Crystal Meth, those drug addicts. Give me a bump, honey. You know? It's like, give me a bump. Ecstasy up the butt is fine. Actually, I think it is much worse a drug. It's just funny. Cheryl. Cheryl Sterile. Cheryl Sterile. I wanted to talk seriously about something. I want to talk about this new Macintosh upgrade. It's called 10.5.3. Have you tried it?
Hell fucking no. Why? What's different?
Please don't be racist.
Does it break everything like sometimes they like to do?
Cheryl, I have good news. I installed it on both my computers. Well, actually all three because I am a lesbian. Which normally I wouldn't do, but because it's had so many fixes. Now, I'm very pleased to say that finally, Cheryl Sterile. I got my ALK iCals to sync properly on the Zoot Mac. They finally are working properly.
Wow.
Now, it wasn't easy. I had to follow one of those Apple support hotline. You know, I had to go web surfing for 3 hours to figure it out. But it is working, and I know because I made an appointment lapse. And I made the appointment lapse. First, I made it for 10 a.m., 10 p.m. tonight, that's the 30th. And then I switched it to, and it says 10 p.m. on my iCal, lapse. And then I switched it to the 23rd, lapse at 10 p.m. And then it went to the other computer. Then I switched to the 22nd, 10 p.m., lapse. That's right, you're a quick learner, lapse. So it's working, it's letting me lapse. Now, did you know also that now you can sync with the Googles if you want? With your address book, and I'm sure that's a huge disaster. I didn't try that. I was hoping you would.
Wait, it's built in.
Yeah. You can search your address book.
Is
that
part of the .mac or no?
No, I'm just sure it's not .mac.
Oh, it's part of the operating system.
It's part of the address book.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It lets you sync with Yahoo and Google. So if you didn't... If you didn't already, but you know, it probably doesn't work, so I haven't tried it.
You know, I was using, what's it called, the Plaxo for a while.
Oh.
And it's kind of a piece of shit. I mean, it was cool and it worked for a while, and you know how it happens when I'm thinking gets fucked up and everything gets duplicated 20 times?
Yes.
So that happened to me, and I gave him the cool because I did the free trial where you get, you know, telephone support and all this shit.
Sure.
And I talked to somebody in India, and you know how the Delhi Mahajanis are. Need no help, especially for the Macintosh family of the Dell.
Sure.
So all of my address book contacts have three copies of each piece of information. It's really nice. But luckily they got bought by, I think, Comcast.
Podcast?
So, Comcast.
You mean Mevio? Mivio? What are we called now? I don't even know my own company's name. I mean,
you know, I think that maybe Twitter got bought by Podshow.
What makes you say
that? Why?
What makes
Because in the last about a week and a half, this wonderful Web 2.0 website has been down just all the time. It's been having, you know, all these errors and all this mess. And although, to be fair, I don't think Podshow's ever really been down much, has it?
Not really, no. It's not the downtime that's been the issue. It's more of the fact that you have to go through 73 menus to get anywhere.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe they could learn something from Podshow and, you know, having reliable servers.
You know, listen to me. Listen, you have to, if you're going to criticize them, you might as well criticize for the right thing. The servers are fine. There is no reliability problems. The servers are very reliable. The podcast, it's the most reliable podcast host I know of.
Well, I wasn't
the problem
saying that.
is the menuing.
From the,
Twitter can learn from Podshow in terms of uptime.
I've been girl.
Why are you calling me girl? You know I'm a lesbian. We don't like to be called that. You can call us fish if you want, but not girl. What?
Okay. I have a really good song for you, by the way.
What is it?
Speaking of fish, who will do one? You're not on the internet.
Why don't you sing it live?
Well, I can't. It's a camp.
So what do you think about now that I've stopped? Oh, do you want to go to vlogger camp with me, by the way? Speaking of camp.
What's that?
Bill Street Turd. You know him? He's got kind of a chubby face. St. Louis, Lo-Fi St. Louis, very good video podcast of the rock and roll bands. Anyway, so he's hosting a vlog camp with a bunch of people, like fitty people or something, camping out in Missouri in August. I'm sure we can get Miss Ching Chong Ong to come. And they have bunkers, and there's no internet, and you make videos. Excuse me?
Wait a minute, there's no internet.
You can bring your urine bag. There's no internet.
Ain't no internet? Mm-mm. I'm not going to that kind of shit. Right.
But don't you want to eat out Zaddy Diaz?
Whom?
Zaddy Diaz. Yes.
Let me guess, they're obese.
No, they're actually, Irina Slutsky's going to be there. Some of my favorite people.
No, I want to know in the video, how do you...
Oops.
You know Irina Slutsky. She got some big old titty.
My name is Debris, HMIDSTV200. Last time speaking with today.
What the hell is
that?
How you doing, Cheryl? Thank you for choosing the election.
Is that Dave?
Cheryl. Do you hear that? It's another black. He called me Cheryl.
I think it was Dase. Oh, Fish has an album art, Cheryl.
What?
The song you sent me, it even has album art.
Mm-hmm. It's because, you know what that program is called? Pandora Jam.
Pandora's Vagina?
No, Pandora Jam. It's a program. You know what Pandora Radio be?
It's radio for black... I don't know what it is. For black people.
Oh, my God. You put in a song you like, or an artist, and it plays other songs that are kind of similar and stuff.
Oh.
And it's very cool. But
except
anyway,
that they
program,
suck.
Shut up, bitch.
And my pod saves.
This program lets you, wink, I'm legally safe, know all the songs, plus the elder arts and all that.
Seattle Sutton.
Holidays.
Listen, Cheryl, I have a problem about this. Do you listen to Radiohead at all? Do you like the Radiohead?
Not really. Why?
Well, I like the Radiohead, but they're not on iTunes. And when you have Radiohead songs on your iTunes, and you press Fetch Album Art, it don't find no album art because iTunes don't sell it.
What?
Why that be? Huh? Why that gotta be? Huh? Why that gotta be? Huh? Why that gotta be? Why that be?
Mary.
I ain't Mary, I'm Mange. Oh, fuck. I have to videotape that show with Peter Maverick tomorrow. I just remembered.
Oh, how is Bathhouse Betty doing?
Well, he's been bottoming out on mattresses, mostly.
Speaking of bottoms, how is them? What's her name? That thing?
Oh, Chef LeMay?
No.
You know, I was away from my computer for a month. And you know, sometimes you look at things on your desktop, you're like, what was this? What is this? You know, you see the little picture in an icon, you're like, and I pressed it, and it was that fucking Gold LeMay picture with where he's making those scary Stepford Wife, you know, idiot eyes. And I thought, what the hell is this? And you know what's most disturbing, aside from the LeMay?
Can you make that your Twitter picture?
I should. But what's most disturbing, even more than the Gold LeMay pants, even more than the Gold LeMay nipples, are that he's wearing one of those belts that the black women wear when they're like working at banks. That kind of, it's kind of a sash. Like it's on high on the waist on one side, low on the waist on the other, and it's gold. Like from the QVC.
What's that to do with the bank?
What bank?
Bank. What's that?
Huh?
Sash. What's that got to do with the woman at the bank?
What are you talking about the bank?
You said like the black women at the bank.
Oh, and the black women that work at the bank. That's how they dress.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
Lastly, Cheryl, I want to discuss a news item with you. Harvey Korman died. I don't like that.
Cleanses out your colon and also purifies your blood.
Oy.
You hear how she said blood? Yes. I like how black people speak like that one. He said blood. Blood.
Okay, listen. This is from the Huffington Post. After word spread that Prince covered Radiohead's Creep, which is one of my favorite songs, at Coachella, the tens of thousands who couldn't be there ran to YouTube for a peek. Everyone was quickly denied, even Radiohead. All videos of Prince's unique rendition of Radiohead's early hit were quickly taken down, leaving only a message that his label had removed the clips, claiming a copyright violation. But the posted videos were shot by fans, and obviously the song isn't Prince's. In a recent interview, Tom York said he heard about Prince's performance and thought it was hilarious. Yeah, but, okay, Brian sent me that. But, Brian, the thing is that Prince is a douche. He's the one that has... I removed all my Prince music from my collection, even the stuff I paid for, which I paid for everything, of course. But I removed everything I own of Prince's because he was trying to get the pirate... He was trying to, like, sue the Pirate Bay or something, and he had forced people to remove all of his precious torrents, you know? Like, fuck you, Prince. You ain't all that. You're just a big old Nelly thing that can't get it up the ass, so you got to be a bitchy.
Is he black?
He's from Minnesota, so yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Because he ain't, you know what I mean.
Right. He doesn't talk that way.
I have so many new programs to do.
Amias is calling.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3.
Amias is calling.
Yep. Cheryl Murkowski returning here.
Four phone calls.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your name again?
Cheryl.
Yep.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl? Cheryl.
Hello?
What's the point here? What are we doing? Let's end this show. I'm trying not to keep my show so long. It's already 40 minutes. So I'm going to end this program, and I'm going to play the fish song for you. And then this is Friday, so get fucked. Bye, Cheryl. Thank you for being on this program, even though you're a whore. Bye. Hang up. Let's see.
Okay, I'm sorry, your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
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 You a sick. And both with a doodle, that's my take. Poodle in Hello Magazine.
I could instead have a go on a primetime game show. Win a trip on a cruise ship. Plus the kettle, kettle, kettle.
In all of the old mythologies, there were two orders. There was the spiritual order of light from up there, shining through the stars and sun and moon. And there was this gross matter order of earth down here. And now we know. Galileo already told us, the laws of earth are the laws of the movements of the planets. More than that, Kant asked, how is it that I can calculate the geometrical measurements of the space here and know that these measurements will hold in space over there? How is it that the mind can conceive of mathematical orders which it knows will work elsewhere? And then just think of it. No one had ever been up going around that moon before our men went up and our machines went up. And the calculations, mathematical, here on Earth worked up there. Kant's answer is that the laws of mathematics are the laws of the mind. And these laws will work in space all the way. Man has thrown his mind around the whole space that will ever be, and there's no other law working up there but the law of our own mind here.
Start at the beginning. Hors d'oeuvre, lots of them.
Yes, lots of them. Actually, we often use them as a first course, served in the living room on an uncrowded coffee table. That saves having to clear off the dishes from a first course at table, and it helps keep the hostess cool. And a cool hostess is a better hostess, always.
Okay, cool hostess, get with your cool hors d'oeuvre.
But there should be at least one hot appetizer, like Brussels sprouts wrapped in sizzling bacon.
But cold.
All right, don't be impatient.
Not impatient, just hungry. I'd like some of those marinated artichoke hearts right this minute.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.